Hi there, Nick. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, of course, answer any questions you have. And then also, since it is a young company, she does want me to apply that new in-business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. Nick, how's your day going so far?
Pretty well. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map section, right? That pack result that does pop up
near the top.
I mean, you have to be. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, because it is a young company, that's the real power of this listing. People will be able to find you on their own, pick up the phone, and call you directly without already knowing the name of your business. Of course, they're just going to go on Google or go on Bing. They're going to look for electrician or electrical contractor or panel upgrade or whatever it is that they're looking for. As long as it's a service that you provide and it's within that, you know, that half hour or hour travel radius wherever you want to be found, we'll make sure that you get those phone calls because we're going to create all the content the search engines search for. We're Google partners, so Google is currently indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from Yelp, Facebook, super pages to the dozens of directories that are not well known to the public, but still equally important. They all function a bit like a website. They talk about your services and your service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you would in fact be able to provide those services. Now, you don't currently have a website. I would want you to have a website because that's a conversion tool, right? Our job is not just to get you on the first page. It's to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Now, a lot of times we'll do websites for clients that don't have one, especially our younger companies, and include them at no additional cost. I mean, we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis, and it is to make sure that your phone is ringing. I would also recommend, because you are willing to travel, you know, a good half hour at least, that we could do a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads as well. It's still going to be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, even with the ads included, because it is a young company and you do save a little over 50% off the cost of the service. It would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month, Nick, to just $299. That $299 would be the exact cost. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. The calls come to you, so it's a high conversion rate. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would just be that flat rate. Now, if I could, in fact, get the website included at no additional cost, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, Nick, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's kind of what we say, and it's what we do, and it's definitely where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and everyone who finds you there becomes someone who can use your services down the road and recommend you to their friends and family. Now, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You're going to be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website, though, will also have a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, Nick, it's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
It really is.
A great idea.
Yeah. So I sent the message over to my supervisor just a minute or so ago. He's usually pretty quick to respond about including that website. Do you have any photos that we could use for that website, photos relating to your services or service vehicle or yourself if you wanted to be on your website?
Yeah, I definitely do have tons of photos of past jobs that are done.
Nice.
I would definitely be interested in putting myself up there because I'm a young guy.
Yeah, and we want to make your website as personalized and customized as possible. Now, keep in mind if my supervisor does approve the website at no additional cost, the hosting, maintenance, and updating are included too. So as we send you more jobs, if you take more photos or videos even, we can put those on the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, the business name itself, is it your first name? I mean, Tara attached the Angie Leads profile here. I think she was looking for it. Is that how you want the business to be branded or no?
I go by my first and middle initial and then Petoniak Electrical Services because it's so long to write it out. So I do NJ Petoniak Electrical Services. The only reason on Angie's Lead is because the header can only be so long. Like, they couldn't even fit the an electrician on there, so it says
I was wondering the uniqueness of Electricia, you know?
Yeah. Well, the guy talked me into it, too. He's like, you know, I kind of go with the random stuff like that if it doesn't fully fit because people don't always see stuff like that, so they're kind of like, huh.
Right. Yeah, I thought, hey, that's kind of unique, right? I mean, you're definitely, like, it's kind of like a Latin version of what you do. But you did prefer NJ Petoniak Electrical Services, right, for the branding of the company? Okay, on a broad scale here. And that's perfect because, like I said, the website, the verified listings on Google and Bing, all of those directories will have it listed that way. And then when we get your phone ringing, Nick, is the phone number that we're speaking on, the one that you would want your customers to call? Is it the business number, this 413-564-9197?
Yeah, that is correct.
Is it also a good number for us to reach you for the account?
That's my direct.
It's a cell phone too, right? You can receive text messages on there?
Correct.
Okay. Like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls. But when they fill out the contact form, you get text messages and emails. If it's a business email, it would also be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, from time to time we'll email you some things. Nick, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
The business email is njp.electric@gmail.com.
Okay, so njp.electric@gmail.com. And then when we contact you, like I said, we'll use phone, text, and email. Usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we reach you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Preferably, phone or text. That way I can keep it for my files and my email as well. That way I have so that's fine.
Perfect. And there'll be some overlap. I mean, if we try to call you and we don't reach you, we'll probably leave a message, send a text. You are service-based, right? I mean, I did see the 20 Basket Street on that Angie's profile, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom. Is that Basket Street address, is that your residence?
It's my father's residence, but I have a shop or a barn here, so I use that as my shop.
Okay. Is that kind of central to your service area? Would you want to be recognized as kind of located there?
Yeah, that, or you could do Westfield. Westfield's a pretty good general area, but I get a lot of business out of, like, Beckett and Goshen and Washington and Pittsfield from being in Huntington. So Angie, my Angie's Lead thing, the range is set from, I think, Russell, because that's where I reside now, but my shop, the business is based in Huntington. So that goes pretty much all the way from there out past Westfield, Springfield, Wilbraham, Ludlow, and then also goes towards Beckett, Pittsfield, New York, that way.
Right, right, yeah. And as long as you can see, can receive one piece of mail from Google headquarters at that 20 Basket Street address, or if your dad can say, hey, you got that mail, that just kind of lets Google know that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. But, of course, they wouldn't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there or knocking on that door anymore.
I have a professional, I have a virtual professional mailbox. If you, I could have you send mail to that.
Well, usually Google wants it to be kind of like a physical address, you know, those
That's
other
fine.
Types of things, personal mailboxes, virtual mailboxes, post office boxes, those can all be rented by someone outside of town. And for the local map, they want it to be local businesses. So I just let your dad know to be on the lookout for a piece of mail for you.
Yeah. The only thing would be put slash 40 after the 20 Basket Street.
Oh,
because
flat?
Is,
flat 40?
Yes, flat, like a backspace, because we use a post office box. We don't have a mailbox.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, and then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at the client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Oh, hang on 1 second. There's a chime. I hope it is my supervisor. It is. Okay, so Paul, for this very young company, especially one trying Angie leads, I would in fact be more than willing to approve your request for the website to be included at no additional cost. Looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So yeah, the website would be included. In fact, everything's included. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, you're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. It would just be that flat rate. In fact, the other thing that I was going to say I need to do is, because we are Google partners and it's required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification, Nick. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that reduced fixed flat rate, the $299. There's no setup fee. So it's just that flat rate even out the door on that first month. And then, of course, with my supervisor's approval, we'll be including that website. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a quick second here then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nick, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
NJ Petoniak Electrical Services.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Petoniak, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nicholas James Petoniak, and I am a sole proprietor.
Okay, and as the sole proprietor of NJ Petoniak Electrical Services, Nick, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nick, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Nick. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then it does say, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are, of course, already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Nick, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure no physical address appears for your business online. We will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with my supervisor allowing me to include the website as well, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually going to waive here altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Nick, that is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. It is also a fixed rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, again, is included at no additional cost, Nick, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no long-term contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Nick, to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Mr. Petoniak, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It would be a MasterCard. Can I ask you this? Is there a way that I can start this July 1st?
So what we can do, let's see, today's already the 14th. It's pushing it just a little bit to push out the billing 2 weeks and change. We are calling through the areas to fill this position today, so we could actually get things started today. If you want the billing to be on the 1st, we would actually push out your next payment. You wouldn't even have a payment scheduled in July, so it wouldn't bill on the 14th of July, but it would start billing again on August 1st. So you'd get kind of a 6 week first month. That way we can still, you know, close out the category, work with your business, stop calling through the area, and then your next payment wouldn't be scheduled until August 1st. Would that be fair enough?
Yeah. If you could do that, that would be phenomenal.
Okay. Let me just amend the voice verification real quick here. Okay, and I'm just going to kind of truncate everything. So the first payment will be charged today, the 14th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00, with recurring billing being on the 1st of the month, with the next payment starting on August 1st, so there will actually be no payment scheduled for July. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, no problem. And you said that was a MasterCard, right, or a Visa?
A MasterCard, correct.
Okay, so on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It's both. The business name of the bank is Nick Petoniak Electrician. I do business as NJ Petoniak Electrical Service.
Perfect. And for your name, is it Nicholas J?
Yep, Nicholas J. Petoniak.
Okay, gotcha. And you said it was a Master. That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready when you are.
5581.
Yes, sir.
4209.
Okay.
2777.
Yes, sir.
0319.
Okay. And then the expiration?
626.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card? 380 380 on the back, June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration. The card itself is that 5581 4209 2777 0319.
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
Beth, that's 20 Basket Street.
20 Basket, okay, and that's 01050. So in the next minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I do have a pen.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Nick, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive that text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. It looks like the next available, well, I could get you in at noon if that does work out for you. There are several spots after that. Would you want something kind of as soon as possible, later on in the day?
How late do you guys work?
The last available yeah. appointment would be today at 6 o'clock, if that works better for you.
That should be perfect.
Okay. So we'll schedule it from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It is, like I said, a 1 hour window for the call that takes about half that time. You don't have to be in front of the computer, but at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. If I am available when that client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well. I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I might be on a call when they're ready. I don't know if it's going to be, 6:05 or 6:10 when they're ready to make that call. But if I am between phone calls, I'll be on the first part of that call, at least just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. If I'm not on that call, or even if I am, let me just set up a little bit of extra security here on your account. Just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with NJ Petoniak Electrical Services, even if it's you, Nick, and we recognize your voice, we are still going to want to ask you for that answer real quick here. And more importantly, anyone who calls you and says that they are affiliated with Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know both my name and the question and answer. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in. Perfect. And what is the answer?
Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Okay, gotcha. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the
text message?
You got the text. Okay. So if you got
I don't have my laptop.
Oh, okay. So are you able to maybe click on that link and see if it'll take you to the next page? It's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you press on the click here, it's going to take you to the Local Splash terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yep, it's confirming my signature right now.
Okay, gotcha. If it takes you to the next page and asks you for a username and a password, that kind of does a couple of things. Well, it does it actually lets you know that you've submitted that page correctly, but it's just coming from our automated system that thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. But once we do your client interview, we will officially send out, once your tracking system is active, once there's something for us to track, you'll get by text and email your username and a default password. You could change the password if you like. I can give you the username now because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username is always going to be 413-564-9197. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Anything and everything can be sent to the support@localsplash.com email address. We'll just forward it out to the right department. When we do that client interview in the 6 o'clock hour, they'll also give you photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to, you can always email the photos team directly. Now, in the beginning, we're going to ask you to email photos to us, but after your client dashboard is activated, you can upload photos through your tracking system. You can also request changes to your website or even make changes to your website on your own, right, through your tracking system. The other thing that I'm going to do here, just to make sure that we've got kind of our ducks in a row, I'm going to send you an additional email. It's going to be action required photos for your Google listing. That way we can get a head start and make sure that we've got as, at least as much as possible for verifying your Google business, your business on Google. They're going to want to see things like, you know, a photo of your service vehicle or any of your tools. If you've got a business card or business license or anything like that, there's actually a form on here that you can use, that's going to make it a lot easier. And I'll get that out to you in just a second as well. You're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, hopefully I will be available when our technician gives you that phone call. If I'm not, real pleasure speaking with you, and we do look forward to getting this going for you, getting that website up and running, getting your phone ringing, and then, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. I appreciate the phone call. I look forward seeing it all up and running.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to being a part of your future success. You take care, Nick. And you do prefer Nick, right, over Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay, so everything, of course, gets sent out to Nicholas J., but we'll have it in the notes here that you do prefer Nick.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Nick.
What was your name again?
I appreciate it. My name is Paul.
Paul, okay.
All righty. Thank you, Nick, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you, sir. You take care.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.